Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Horsemanship Journey Podcast. My name is Shane Jacob, your host, and I thank you for taking your time to be here with me today. This episode is brought to us by Cowboy Cuffs. Elevate your style, elevate your life. This particular shirt I quite like is called Rough Out, is the name of this shirt. Appreciate Cowboy Cuffs. So today I want to talk about retaining learning. You know, a lot of times in people ask me, well, how do you get horses to do what you want them to do? How do you train horses to do certain things? What is the process? How does that work? What I call developing horses. And the answer is that developing horses, training horses, is a series of consistently communicating clear communications. So it's clear communication over time, a lot of repetition, and it takes time. I don't believe that there's any substitute for the time on task that it takes. Now, you know, a horse can accept something and you can repeat it and you can kind of feel like they have it, but when you ask them for the same thing under different circumstances, they don't fully have it. So, you know, so then it becomes more and more and more repetition. Or they feel a certain way a certain day. You know, they act, you know, they have a certain mood going on a certain day. And so you haven't been through that. And so it's just the more that you go through the same thing in different circumstances, the more that you go in through the same thing with the way that the horse actually feels that day, then the more that you go through this process of repetition, the more that it seals in the learning and the retention, and you end up getting more of the same result. Eventually, with a lot of time and repetition, you end up getting the same result in most, you know, all circumstances and regardless of how the horse feels that day, which is very, you know, it's the same kind of process. Similar, a lot of similarities there with people in learning. Some trainers, some people with horses can accomplish incredible things in just very short amounts of time. You see horses, like, for example, there's a competition called the Road to the Horse Competition, where they take horses that haven't been handled, and in a few hours, over 2 days, and about, I don't know, 4 or 6 hours or something, over the course of 2 days, they have horses, you know, not only being saddled and ridden, but doing just extraordinary things that some horses can't do after months. So it is true that some people can accomplish more. How solidified is that learning with the horse? Not so much just because of the time on task, but some people can accomplish more than other people in certain amounts of time. The same thing goes with, you know, teachers teaching people. Then the question is like, in the Road to the Horse, my example of the Road to the Horse Competition, the horse has only had a few hours worth of experience. So how much learning are they retaining? And today what I want to talk about is retaining learning, people retaining learning. For example, if you want to retain learning, if you want to learn something and be able to recollect it in the future, or if you want to pass on information, because here's the deal. You know a lot of cool stuff. If you're a parent of a teen, you know, you've been around, but you've experienced a lot of the things that your kids are going through. You want to pass on information to your kids that you want them to be able to hold on to, and you want them to be able to pull up at a moment's notice and be able to remember and use. You want them to retain the information that you have. And so on certain things, this is very important. So how do you increase retention for yourself and for the people that you care about retaining certain things? So, you know, communication can be kind of tricky in that we hear that something like you have to hear something approximately like 9 times, okay, before you fully understand it. And we hear this in the workplace. I don't know the exact study and the exact quote, but the point is it takes a long time for people to fully understand a communication and be able to fully retain it so that they can be able to bring it up, you know, have it stored in a file in your brain and bring it up to front and center, be able to recall it, remember it, and then be able to do the whatever the thing is. So how can we increase retention is the question. So there's four, from Stephen Covey, we use a kind of a modified, process that Stephen Covey used in his book, the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He talks about seven habits, but he talks about four different levels of retention. So one is when you simply hear information. Okay, that's level one, if you simply hear it. The amount of information that you can retain is single digits, they say. So less than 10% is what you will retain if you just hear it. If you hear it and you see it, retention goes up. It'll go up to somewhere in the 20 percentile, somewhere in the 20%. Okay, we'll say. The next is if you experience it. So what we do in Stable Living Coaching and in our also in our horse feed business here is that we not only, if we're trying to do a training or we're trying to present information, you'll hear it, you'll see it, and then we'll model it. Okay, you will see us do whatever this activity is that we're talking about. The next level is you see it, you hear it, and the next level of retention, level three, is that you experience it. Okay, so you actually do the thing, because when you're doing the thing, you'll have feelings and you'll have thought processes that you wouldn't have had if you just heard it and saw it when you're actually doing the thing. And going through that process increases retention. And so you'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60% maybe. Okay. So just think about that. If these numbers are true that I'm giving you, and I believe that they are, then if you see something, if you hear it, and somebody shows you how to do it and you do it, you're going to remember about 50%, maybe 60 of what you're working on trying to learn. Okay. So that doesn't sound like the best odds. So here's how we're going to make the next big jump. Here's what the big takeaway for today. Okay. Is level four of retention and how to go about it. Pretty simple, just something that we don't really think about and do intentionally. And the level four is, and horses can't do this. We can't do this with horses because they don't have the ability to do this. We just have to take a long time and a lot of repetition. Like I said, clear, consistent communication over time with horses is how it works. But with people, we can highly accelerate that with number four, which is when we teach it to someone else. And if we do that within a 24-hour period, our retention jumps clear to 70%-ish, 70 plus, around 70% of what we learn. For example, if we're doing a training here at our horse feed company, and we're going through how we go about doing things, we're going to train you how to do one of the tasks inside of that. We'll explain it, okay? So you'll see it and you'll hear it, and we'll show you how to do it. We'll model it. Then we'll watch you do it, you know, critique you doing it. So you'll see it, hear it, you'll do it yourself. And then what we do is we ask you to train one of the new trainees, okay? Once you can do it by yourself, unsupervised, then we ask you to train the next guy, to teach it to one of the new guys that's coming on board. And here's the thing with that. Most people are more than happy to share their knowledge and be the authority and teach people and show them how it's done and kind of take charge and be the leader. And that's kind of nice. People kind of go for that. So they're taking care of two things at one time. They are training the new employee, but more importantly, they're solidifying the retention and the knowledge for themselves. Okay. as just a matter of how it goes. And it's an incredible process. Now, when you, we also use this in stable living. You can use this for yourself as parents. You can also use this as your kids. If you're, if you have something that's important to you, something that you really want your kids to know and fully understand and comprehend and to be able to use in their daily lives. If you want them to retain it, go 1, 2, 3, 4 and go all the way to 4. And that number 4 is, remember, is to ask them to teach it within a 24-hour period. You can ask them to teach their a friend, a sibling, your spouse, someone, just someone, right, that they can be able to teach it to. There's something about teaching that if you can explain it to somebody else, you have a level of understanding, and it just solidifies in the retention in your mind, and the retention goes up in considerably. You know, like I said, it's 70%. So one thing that we do do in this that I think is important is that we don't just show somebody, explain it, show them how to do it, watch them do it, and then ask them to teach it in the end. Okay. We ask them to teach it in the beginning. So in, as part of the beginning of the process, what this does is it prepares them that as they're receiving the information, as they're watching it being done, as they're doing it for the first time, their brain's already thinking, I need to take this in so that I can teach it. So rather than spring it on number 4, which is to ask them to teach someone else, rather than doing that at the end of the process, I recommend that you do it at the beginning. So this is a highly effective tool. Super good takeaway today. Those are the 4 steps of being able to retain the most, the highest amount of information in the shortest period of time. Again, that's within a 24-hour period if necessary. And the more that you teach it, the more that it solidifies inside your mind. Super important for retaining information. Hey, again, thank you so much for taking your time to be with us today on the Horsemanship Journey. More in that in stable living. Remember, you cannot fail as long as you don't ever stop chasing it.